Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
It's that voice, and he's tall, and he's fucking sexy as hell. But man, does he know how to seduce a woman. He just immediately wants to just eat my pussy and dives in. I cannot tell you what a fucking turn on that is. I came very quickly. It surprised me, actually. I'm not going to lie. Like, he just got right in there. The suction, the pressure, the fingers.
Hey guys, how you doing? All right, I'm going to jump right in. Well, today I want to cover a few things. First of all, I jumped into my direct, the messages I get directly to the website. I hadn't checked those in a little bit, and I have a backlog. So I'm going to actually just at the front end of this really quickly, I'll go through some of those. I want to make an announcement about my number one, about my Tumblr blog. Those of you that follow me on Tumblr, you may have noticed that my blog is no longer there. A Tumblr terminated the blog because I repost sexual content, which they disapprove of. And at first I was it was funny. This happened on a Wednesday. I logged in early in the morning, I was just checking my queue because my blog was running on a queue. So while it was posting constantly, this was just stuff that probably I had put in the queue a week ago. So, and I had run it like that for, quite a long time. I think it threw a lot of people off because they would direct message me when they would see posts and they're like, why aren't you responding? I'm not on there. That thing is just set to run. So anyhow, so I went in there just to check to see, what was going to be coming out of the queue and if anything had been flagged, because Tumblr traditionally was just flagging stuff and I would just delete it before it would get posted as a deleted post. It was just kind of stupid. So I would go through and check. Anyhow, I had done that early in the morning and then I got back on there maybe an hour later and then all of a sudden, boop, I had to log in again and my blog had been terminated. Bummer is that, I have about 112,000 followers, which I no longer have. I've reached out to Tumblr and, just requested that they reactivate the blog. I don't really have any hope that they're going to do that. So I'm giving them just a little bit of time. And then what I'll do is I'm going to be starting completely over. It was funny when I saw that it was terminated, I kind of went, it wasn't a big bummer. It was not something, and it's still not. I almost feel like there were things about the way I'd set it up in the first place that I just if I would have known, as I had gotten familiar with Tumblr and certain things, I'm like, if I had known X, Y, and Z, I would have done this differently. Well, now, what I really get the chance to do is if I just start a new blog with the same handle, which I will do. I'll just start it over with the same handle. I get to set it up the way, based on what I know now. So that's going to be better. The downside is I will have to be very careful and I will have to make it more of a, it'll be sexual, but it can't be what it was before. I was reblogging a lot of porn, a lot of, just visually, which stuff I find erotically exciting, but that, Tumblr doesn't allow anymore. They changed their rules from when I joined, to now. So I backed up my blog. So that's good. Before it was terminated, I have the whole blog, which is 3.5 years of, nasty postings at sometimes 250 postings a day, 365 days a year. I mean, like, I have some serious stuff that I can now just basically repost, but I can't do it on Tumblr. I'll have to pick more of the PG stuff to repost on Tumblr, which is, yeah, again, that's fine. But if you really want to see the nastier stuff, you'll have to start following me on Twitter. And my handle on Twitter is the_curiousgirl. So follow me there. Either you'll boop, see the old blog back up on Tumblr, or a brand new one, which is actually kind of cool because I won't be, you know what, I can do the header again. I can have, you know, I can have my moniker, you know, once Tumblr went through and labeled everybody an adult blog, you couldn't have that stuff anymore. And you were just a little cone, you know, and those of you that are on Tumblr know what I'm talking about. So it is kind of a good thing that I get to rebuild it. And I'm not, like I said, I'm genuinely not that disappointed. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, shit happens. I really don't care too much one way or the other. I'm actually more excited about being able to start it over and to have it post. At least if I post something, I'm not worried about them, you know, fucking taking it down and, you know, just dealing with their, all of a sudden they're just, oh, we don't support this anymore. Well, you know, they for many years have had a ton of blogs that posted adult content and they were fine with it. And then all of a sudden they weren't. I don't know what made that shift. I'm sure it's the only thing that makes that shift, quite frankly, is financial. I don't know their inner business workings or model or what led that, but definitely it's financial. So something hurt them in the pocketbook bigger and greater than letting those blogs stay, you know, going or, you know, changing their rules. So anyway, you'll see me back on there one way or the other, whether it's the old blog or the new one. If it's the old one though, I'm going to have to change the stuff I repost, completely change. So I may as well start a new one, you know, and that way it's kind of a clean sweep. So that's just a little update. Wanted to let everybody know that. Next, I've got a bunch of stuff in my inbox and I want to go through that. But just so you know, once I get through that, what I want to talk about today is the next guy. The previous podcast was about somebody new and I call him newbie. This guy, I'm calling Mr. Pickles. I'm going to call him Mr. Pickles. He knows why. He knows why I'm going to call him Mr. Pickles. I'll explain that later in the podcast. Okay. So I do have, I'm going to get to the sex stuff and had a new encounter with somebody new and calling him Mr. Pickles. And yeah, I referenced that in the previous podcast. This should be podcast 120, episode 120, I think. And I definitely referenced this guy in episode 119. So you got a little tease of what's to come. So today, that's what I'm going to dive into that. But let me take a few questions here so I don't get totally backlogged, because I feel like I miss these and I don't want these people to, you know, go unnoticed. So this comes from Chris and he says, if you're ever interested in talking live to a man who likes to wear women's lingerie, particularly panties, I'd be glad to come on your show and discuss the kink. Hey, great idea, Chris. Thank you for the show idea. Of course I'm totally curious about that. You know, I really don't know much about that. That's a great topic. I like all things that are interesting and different and kinky, and I'm all about it. So, you know, that's definitely a possibility. And then your next question is, you said you're interested in the text group. Well, if you're interested in the text group, Chris, all you got to do is text me at 415-997-0957. Now, I'm going to send you a link. You should get an automated message, and it's basically just going to ask you to click through, put in your name and you can make up a fake name. It doesn't matter. I say this all the time. I get, there's probably of all the people that come, you know, that join, I'd say there's about 20% that like, I think they get freaked out when they get the link, the automated link. But I talk about it all the time. You know, I'm like, you have to click through and just put in your fucking name, because otherwise you show up as unknown contact. Don't make me fill in your contact details. God damn it. Just do it. Just fill them in. Don't be lazy. Literally, like, you click through the link. It's nothing ominous. Put in your information or make up a fake name. I don't care. Just please do it. If you don't, I will block you. That's all I do. I mean, it's too bad, because like, guys start in with these great conversations. I'm like, okay, here's a link, click through it. And they just don't do it. And I'm like, well, boop, op. I mean, I just like gone. This is the way it is. There's no variation on the rules. So if you can't agree to that, don't text me. Anyway, Chris, if you don't feel like putting in your name, you've already given me your first name. If you could just put Chris King of the World, you could change it when you texted me the first time. I don't know. Do you understand? Like, here's what people don't get. I don't see that. So you can call yourself whatever you want. There's a couple funny people in here that have funny little nicknames, and they've just given themselves their nicknames. And so when I'm addressing them, I'll say, hey, big fat dick, or hey, you know, Mr. Stone. So whatever it's not like, it doesn't have to be the screen that it takes you to is not going to be like, no, that's not a legitimate first name. It doesn't know. It doesn't care. Like, it's all automated. I don't care. All I care is that at least, you know, you took the 5 seconds it took to just put a name in there. And so it's in my database as a name, you know, and so I can refer to you and not just sit there and go back and forth. And it literally displays on my screen, unknown contact. Hey, unknown contact, how are you today? Okay. You know, I don't want that. So anyway, that's, I feel like I have to explain this every single time, because there's still just a group that just doesn't get it. And it's pretty simple and straightforward. So go ahead and, you know, if you want to join and be able to just text me directly, I kind of call it my text group. It's not a group. Nobody sees anybody else. You are just texting me one-on-one. It's a group. It's my group. It's my group to me, right? Because I see everybody, but nobody sees. It's just like on your phone, you know, when you see everybody in your text, when you open up your messages and stuff, you see everybody, all your contacts there that have been texting you. Same thing. So it's not any different. So I maybe have to train myself not to say text group. Maybe that scares people off. They think people are, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in a public group and people are going to know who this is. Now, it's not like a Facebook group. So it's not something like that. All right. But I do hope, I've had a large influx of people joining the text group. I love it. Thank you, you know, so much. And your podcast listeners, thank you guys. And, you know, all the new people that are joining the text group, love you. You're awesome. It's so much fun to chat with you. I really do appreciate it. And I love the feedback. And this is the best way, because I cannot get to, you know, all the social media stuff and just going through like all the DMs. I mean, instead, like, for the convenience factor, you know, I just have this on my phone. I can sit there. I can chat with everybody. It's a lot better and easier. So if you can imagine, you know, if you had to go to all these different places to text people instead of just one place on your, like you do now, it'd be a lot harder and you wouldn't be as efficient at it. So this just allows me to spend more time with everybody, get a little more personal. And I like that because I get so much feedback. I totally enjoy it. You guys are like the best. My text group, honestly, they're fucking awesome. So you guys rock. All right, let's see here. Next question. This is from Scott. Would love to chat with you, sweetheart. And maybe you might want to talk about me with your listeners, babe, about how good I was to be with in your bed, babe. Would love to be with you, be your man. I'd let you do anything at all you want to me, babe. Love you. Lust for you. Wait, I'm sorry. All you want to me, babe. Love you, lust you, want you, love Scott. Well, thank you, Scott. That's quite a tribute. I don't know what to say. I'm a little speechless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I like to be able to, I like a guy that's aggressive. I don't want to be the one that's kind of bossing him around. It sounds like that may be like kind of how you are in bed. You might be a little bit more the submissive in bed, Scott. There's nothing wrong with that. Like as a role play, I love that. I love that when the power shifts to me, you know, from time to time. But if you've listened to my podcast, as you know, as a general rule, I tend to be more into dominant men. That is hotter and sexier to me than anything. So I'm not ruling you out, but, you know, you might just be like a one-off. You might just be a one-hit wonder. I'm not sure, you know. I'm pretty clear on what, you know, what it is that really floats my boat at this point. All right. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart, for writing in. Okay. Let's see. Tommy. Hey, trying to add myself to your text group, but the number isn't working. Can you type it out to me? Maybe I'm hearing it wrong. Love your podcast. Tommy. Yes, I think I just said it, but I will say it one more time, sweetheart. It's 415-997-0957. Okay? Gotta click through the link. If you're not going to click through the link, don't text. All right. I look forward to chatting with you, Tommy. That'll be fun. Glad you're joining. Okay, Kenneth. Love your podcast. Breaking the stigma of talking about sex and all it entails. I don't know if it's because I'm a guy, but it seems like whenever I start to dive into this type of conversation with someone, even someone whom I've had no intention of having sex with, but rather curious on what they might think, conversation suddenly becomes difficult or different. Like I crossed a taboo, a line, and answers are short if I get an answer at all. As I get older, I change my perspective on parts of sexual activity considered taboo. Instead, I look at those experiences as exciting, fun, and unique. But anyways, thank you for doing such a great job. And if you ever want some random guy as a guest to answer questions again or talk about any subject, I'm always up for that. Have a great day. Well, Kenneth, thank you so much. Yeah, I always love to chat with people. You know, it's fun. I'm not sure if you guys, well, no, I shouldn't say I'm not sure if you guys heard one of my listeners I had on. One of the guys in my text group, actually. And he was so much fun and gave the best. We did the best show off that. And the funny part is, like, we literally did not, I didn't give him any clue what I was going to ask him. And we just went blind. And I kind of interviewed him the same way I like to be interviewed, because I feel like the best stuff comes out of not, you know, I don't want anybody to be prepared. I don't want it to be scripted at all. I don't want it to be prepped, that kind of a thing, because it just, you know, then the answers are canned. I want the truth, and I want whatever fun comes out in the moment. And that was, I mean, you guys all heard, I mean, it's the 52 chopsticks, guys. It's the shot heard around the world. Everybody comments on that. Like when they hear that, they're like, holy fuck, this guy had 52 chopsticks in his ass. Are you kidding me? Like, I had no idea that was coming. You know, this is where I get to be in the same position that the listeners are in. I don't know what this guy's going to say. And it's wonderful. And I, you know, he's very fun. He's very active on my text, you know, in the text group to me. We text a lot. Just like, and he's what I appreciate most about him is that He loves and appreciates his sex, his sexuality. He's making it a priority, you know, and that's kind of like, that's my big thing. And so, yes, Kenneth, I mean, to go, you know, to circle back here, I absolutely love to, you know, talk to people. And, you know, you've emailed me at my website. If you think you've got, you know, if you really want to chat, tell me what, you know, give me, at least tell me something about yourself, you know, like give me your background and, you know, why you want to chat with me and be on a podcast. And I will absolutely consider it. I'll absolutely consider anybody that wants to be on a podcast, but you kind of, I think maybe I should be fair and set some criteria. Just tell me, you know, why you got to give me an idea. Like, why do you think that it would be a good podcast? Why do you think it would be a benefit to the listeners? You know, what gave, you know, you've listened to the podcast, what gave you that idea? Let me know. Because I'd absolutely love to have, I love having people on. It's fun. You know, the most, like I said, the most just fun, entertaining stuff comes out of these random conversations. So I'm totally up for it. I'm up for it with anybody, by the way. So if anybody wants to follow those guidelines, just like I said, reach out. You know my email, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And you know, let me know. All right. So thank you, Kenneth. It's a possibility. It's doable. Just follow up with me. Okay. This is from Tab. I like this. And I'm assuming it's a woman, but so here we go. Okay, Tab. Hi, first, I love your podcast. And I have to say, just listening to when you have Cowboy N on makes me so turned on. That man has the sexiest voice ever. The real reason I'm writing is to ask you several questions. I'm a 40-year-old married woman, but I'm left unsatisfied in bed. My husband, when he's actually interested, is mediocre at best. Usually only minimally worried about what works for me. We've even started sleeping separately, which is a problem for another day. I've started using my favorite rabbit toy, but I'm more and more thinking about maybe adding a butt plug or other anal toy to the mix. I've only tried anal twice with my husband and it didn't go well. No lube. So what toys do you recommend? I was thinking about a good vibrator of some kind that could be used either in the pussy or as an anal toy, but wasn't sure which one you suggested. I love your podcast on toys, but didn't get any brands. So wondering if you had any suggestions. Also, what's your favorite lube? Do you use different lubes for regular and anal? Finally, what do you suggest to help him get him in the mood to improve his technique? I'm just starting to realize how wonderful sex is, and he's falling down the black hole of not now, maybe tomorrow, and never any foreplay. Lots of questions. And tell sexy Mr. Cowboy N hi. Love listening to that man. Okay. All right. Woo, there's a lot in there, Tab. Thank you. I love it. I like a question with substance. Thank you. When you write in, give me that. I like some meat on the bone. Okay, here we go. For the cowboy and makes you such. I know. I get it. I mean, Jesus Christ. I can't even tell you. I wish I could say, I cannot sit here and tell a lie. Like, that man is the sexiest man alive to me. Like, he's so fucking sexy. And then you throw that voice in there. It's just crazy. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Tab, I'm going to chum the waters here a little bit, because not only is it like, it's that voice and he's tall and he's fucking sexy as hell, but man, does he know how to seduce a woman. And I mean, and he's an amazing lover on top of it. And he goes forever. Like, I don't know if it's like they call that that's not a triple threat. That's like a fucking deca threat. I mean, there's nothing. It's over. It's game over. It's game over. If I locked you up with him, you just, like, once you go cowboy in, you never go back. I'm gonna steal that. Once you go black, you never go back. Listen, once you go cowboy in, it's you are not coming back from that. That's gonna be the new that he's gonna raise the bar for you. That's gonna be the new, unfortunately, yardstick you're gonna measure everybody else against, and it's gonna be hard. Most people will not meet that expectation. So, Tab, be happy that you haven't been you don't have that. You don't have to have other guys meet that expectation. It's very hard. But yes, I agree with you. Like, just the voice, everything. It's, yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay. Now, your husband. What the hell is going on here? He should be... Okay. I'm concerned. I don't know anything about this. I hope this isn't insulting. I'm going to throw it out there. Like, literally... There's something's off when a man doesn't want to fuck his wife. Something's off. Okay. So either he's like, has he gained weight? Does he, is it loss of libido, or Tab, do you think he's getting it somewhere else? I'm sorry to say that. I hate to ask that. I know that's like completely rude, but sorry, if you hear that scratching, that is my dog. Biggie, no. I have hardwood floors, and he just circles around and circles around, like scratches before he lays down. It's so weird. They do it. I have two other dogs. They do it. Anyway, this to me, like, there's a red flag here, sweetheart. I want you to know, like, be aware that it doesn't seem right. If your sex drive is still where it's supposed to be and you wanted to do all this fun stuff and he's not into it, is he older? I mean, like I said, I may have, and I hope I'm not insulting you. I'm only going off what limited information I have here. So I get that there's, you know, there could be so many things I just am not aware of. Obviously, you know, in one paragraph, I'm not qualified to diagnose what's going on between the two of you. But the first thing that jumps into my head is, why is this man not fucking the shit out of you? I don't get it. And he doesn't want to do anal. Something's wrong. There's a history. There's something he's either thinks sex is nasty. You've never had great sex. I don't know. I would love to get more information from you if you want to follow up with me to really kind of help me understand the background behind this. I might be able to answer this better. I feel a little bit at a loss, but just know that, you know, if you're, guys are easy. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. Guys are horny. You know, they're wired for this. They're primed for this. If you are... Most of guys are, you know, in this age group are complaining about the opposite. So it's that their wife does not want to have sex. You're the one that's the initiator, the aggressor. You want this. You're right now sexual, you know, which is wonderful. And he's not up for it. So something's amiss. Next thing is, you absolutely cannot have anal sex without lube. I mean, it's extremely harsh. It will not be pleasurable for you versus if you take your time, you've had a butt plug in, and you use lube. You've got to use lube. Your anus is not self-lubricating like your vagina. I mean, you need to use some lube. So my favorite lube, as I've mentioned before, is just coconut oil. You can get it's really handy. Go to Trader Joe's. If you have a Trader Joe's, they sell these coconut oil in these little like packets, little cooking packets, but they're like great for traveling. They can get through TSA. I mean, they're wonderful. They're pre-packed tiny little things you open up. I take those every time I have a new encounter. In the encounter that I did have with the new guy, Mr. Pickles, I'm going to be talking about how I took my coconut oil, and it works great. Now, the other thing is, some people, Cowboy Inn has a sensitivity to the scented coconut oil, which is interesting. I actually didn't think they would add scent to coconut oil, but they do. So just, you just want, you can get the, it's kind of like, it's just the unrefined, scent-free, organic cooking oil in a bottle, and then get one of those little, you know, squirt bottles, like shampoo bottles that you get in one of your little like travel kits. Put it in there and then have that by your bed, or put it in a little pump bottle if it's by your bed. For me, I'll take the unscented stuff and I can put that in a little travel bottle, and, you know, like the one, like I said, you get in one of those TSA travel kits, and then use that when I, you know, go out and when I'm with somebody new. I show up with my shit. I show up with toys, lube. I'm ready to go. Like, this is not going to be a miss because of me. I've come packing. Come packing heat. So anyway, you can do that. Now, as far as the toys, I know I thought I did. There was a different episode on toys. So I would say the womanizer. You know what I might do is, Tab, I'll tell you what, I'll follow up with you separately and just try to get, like, I'll look at what the actual labels are on the toys. It's been, you know, a lot of the stuff I've had for so long, I don't know the brand name off the top of my head, like who makes it, but definitely, yes, get some anal toys, get some vibrating anal butt plugs. And, you know, I love that womanizer. That womanizer toy is specifically to suck your clit. It will suck your clit like nobody's business. Speaking of which, not to be preemptive, but when I get to Mr. Pickles, holy fuck, this guy, the oral was off the fucking chain. This guy, whoa, he just dove right in there. I mean, I will get to that in a minute. I'm holding myself back because that, whoa. Amazing with the oral skills. I'm over the moon about that. So I hope, you know, I hope I have kind of gotten through everything. Please, you know, dig a little deeper into what is going on with your husband. This is not, I don't want to label him not normal, but it's kind of not normal. You know, guys, Jesus Christ, they're always begging for it. I mean, the biggest problem I hear, and that it's mostly men telling me, you know, they're lamenting that their wife doesn't want to fuck them anymore. It's like they're chasing them around. It's the reverse situation. Tab, the reverse situation is mostly what's going on. So you need to investigate a little bit deeper. And it raises a red flag for me. I don't know what it is, but something's off. You probably know better, but, you know, dig a little deeper, because if someone's got a wife that's wanting it the way you are, and they're not, and they're, you know, they're giving you the not now, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Something's up. This is wrong. Something stinks in suburbia, baby. Get in there and figure it out. All right. Thank you so much for your question and writing in. I already just love you because you love Cowboy Inn. I mean, like, that's awesome. I mean, I know, I'm a fan too. Totally. All right. Okay. Next one. Next question. This is from Rob. Hello, lovely Layla. I just found your podcasts are very well done. I'm a positive tip guy. Positive thoughts bring positive results. I love your energy and thoughts. It's refreshing to get to know a woman who is confident enough in herself to truly enjoy life. I really just want to say hello, and I hope you're doing well during this coronavirus. Thank you. Have an amazing day. Yes, thank you, Rob. I will. I am. I'm keeping it fun. And, you know, I take this stuff with, I think I, you know, I, we all know that everything's changed, and just, the world is a different, it's a weird, different place, and we're all kind of trying to navigate through it. However, I'm still committed to the things that are important to me, and, you know, good sex and exploring and having that be a priority. And, you know, the things that I haven't lost track of are sex, working out, eating right, doing my best to enjoy the day and look on the bright side of stuff. I like, you know, I mean, what, to me, there's just, that's the, those are the only options. You can go the other way have no sex, not exercise, and be a pessimist. But that doesn't work for me. That's not, those aren't options. So anyway, I thank you, you know, for writing in, Rob, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have an amazing day too. And I hope it's filled with sex. Get some orgasms in there. All right, buddy. Okay. Thanks for listening. Okay. Did I get through everything here? Yeah. All right. I think I got through just the ones that I'd missed. Okay. Now. Oh, okay. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. So in the last episode, I did reference somebody that I had met, and I was on a, you know, just went on my meet and greet, and we were, if we could have, we would have jumped on the table and probably had sex right then. I mean, there was chemistry, yeah, chemistry and just fun. And, you know, I can tell that this guy likes to have sex, appreciates having sex. Now, the interesting caveat is Mr. Pickles. I'm going to call him Mr. Pickles. I'll tell you why. I call him Mr. Pickles because when I went to his house, so he's got this great garden. And one of the things we were talking about when I first met him is he grows, you know, he's got a good garden and he's canning stuff. And he said, before I came over, he said, I'm going to be pickling some, you know, cucumbers. And do I want to try them? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love, you know, like, how fun. So I went over there. And I'm not, no joke, but these fucking pickles were amazing. Amazing. First of all, I'm thinking dill pickles. Well, he does the sweet pickle recipe. Oh my God. I hate sweet pickles. Like normally, you know, like the sweet pickles you get in a can, like you're used to getting in the store. Like I've never liked sweet pickles. The sweet pickles he did were unbelievable. Oh my God. They had like clove in them and just, whoa. So good. So good. I'm an instant fan. Now I'm ready. When I go back, Mr. Pickles, I'm ready for the dill version, baby. I want the dills. And I told him that. I'm like, okay, next time it's dill. But so anyway, so we met, we sparked. And the interesting thing about Mr. Pickles is he is bisexual. And I was looking for a guy that was, you know, would just absolutely be bisexual, because in order for me to have my male, female male, I got to be with a guy that doesn't have any hangups about that. It's taken me a long time to realize this. Why it's taken so long to get this actual threesome underway is because what I've noticed is like guys will say, oh yeah, I'm okay with that. And I've had one before, or I'll do it again. But what they're talking about is like more of a tag team. Like there's no touching. There's no, you know, I'll have to go in with knowing that there's a barrier, you know, like people are just uncomfortable with certain things. And I don't want that. I'm not saying that they have to be, I'm not looking for like a, you know, double vagina penetration type of deal where they their dicks are going to be rubbing all over each other. No, but you know, I do want a DP, and I want, you know, there's certain things I want that stuff might touch. And so since I respect everybody's boundaries, what I kind of started to realize is I don't think that straight heterosexual guys would be my best male, female, male experience. So I have been, you know, hunting, as I've been telling you, I've been on the hunt. And by the way, this is not the end of the stories, because guess what? The pipeline is full. I've really cranked it up. I've cranked up the steam. I'm like, I'm back on it. Like I am boom, boom. I'm working the system and I'm working my, you know, working my system and just churning through and qualifying, like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then setting up, you know, to meet somebody to see if I, you know, if we are, there's a chemical thing going and we could fuck. And then I'm, boom, making it happen. Now, I hope to, this sounds, I know that probably sounds very crude and rough, but I hope to, I'm looking for actual long-term friends with benefits, guys that like where you, you know, where I build a BE type of a relationship, where I build a cowboy end type of relationship, you know, like where you can do this stuff ongoing. Cause it's if I knew, or I know going into it that it'll be a one-off, it's not, that's not what I'm looking for. I really want to, I mean, it's a lot of work to keep finding people. So I, what I want, you know, are guys that just were, it's, we can do this. You know, we like each other. We have fun. There's some semblance of, you know, friendship there. Doesn't, again, like I said, it doesn't have to be super serious, but just a mutual respect. And also obviously enough, I mean, and a physical attraction. But yeah, so that's where, you know, that's what's happening right now. I'm really, really getting that going again. So the stuff coming out is going to be very fun. But Mr. Pickles, so I get there and he's not shy at all. I love a guy that's just, you know, that's like warm, friendly, open. They, you know, it's like, oh, you look, you know, like you send him a picture. Oh, you look so pretty. You know, just like they're excited. They're excited about you. You're excited about them. So I get there and it just goes, we get right down to business and we're making out, clothes are coming off. And immediately, and I fucking love this. Like, I bust my toys out. I've got my lube. You know, I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And he just immediately starts eating, wants to just eat my pussy and dives in. I cannot tell you what a fucking turn on that is. Like, he's that's the first thing he does. Just, I mean, after, you know, after some kissing and groping and all that, you know, moaning and, you know, all that good stuff. Clothes are coming up. I mean, I would say less than 5 minutes into it, boom, going down on me. And not just in an obligatory way, like he's into it and it, oh my God, this guy, whoa. I told him, I was like, wow, that oral, holy shit. Yeah. After the fact, of course, I didn't tell him this during, but Jesus, no, he's good. He's fucking good. I came very quickly. It surprised me, actually. I'm not going to lie. Like, he just got right in there. The suction, the pressure, the fingers. Guys, put your fucking fingers in there. Like, literally, what are you doing? Don't just lick the clit. Stick your fingers in there. That's my thing. And I know it's most women's thing. It feels amazing. Amazing. This guy got me off in, I don't know, I think under 3 minutes. The first one, boom. I was just like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was good. And from there, it just like, so then, you know, I'm like, oh, you just did that for me? Let me do something for you. So, you know, I just jumped right into sucking his cock, jacking him off, sucking his cock, jacking him off, grabbing his balls, tugging, pulling, playing with his prostate from the outside. I don't stick my finger in when I don't, you know, like when I don't on the first time, you know, I feel like you got to talk about that ahead of time. You don't want to surprise somebody. So I'm doing that. He comes very quickly too. And which I like, I'm like, yes, yes, you know, And it's, I like it because I'm, it's me with my mouth and my hands and using pressure. And anyway, so he comes and it was quite, it's awful. I'm like the load police. Like I examine, I like to see it. If it's not going, I mean, obviously with people that I, you know, when you're more long-term with somebody, you'll discuss, you know, actually letting them come inside you, which is ultimately, it's my ultimate favorite. Like that's something about that just drives me crazy. However, equally as satisfying is I like to see it. So whether it's on me or on them, you know, and I had him laying back, I'm sucking his cock, jacking him off. And he comes and I get to see it squirt all over. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I just did that. Yep, I sure did. It's very gratifying. So then, of course, we jump to fucking and the various positions. Boy, I was on fire that day. I came several times. Several. And very fast. Like each time, I was like, damn. I mean, I was really cranking him off. And because some days, you know, it's again, that's your cat. A lot of times for a woman, it's where you are. I hate to, you know, like this is not like people got guys are cringing, but it's where you are in your cycle. Sometimes you're just like, there's times where your body is more, you're hornier, you're more turned on, it's easier to come. I find for me anyway, I think a lot of women do too, but so I was actually just surprised because usually when somebody new, sometimes it's hard, you know, it's hard to, for me anyway, it can be to just kind of relax into it and just, you know, I can usually come ultimately, but sometimes, you know, the multiples, which I can do quite well, for some reason, sometimes with the first time I'm with somebody, it's harder. I don't know why. Anyway, well, this was just not the case. This was not the case with this guy. And I came quite a bit. And then he wanted me to get on top. And he's like, get on top and ride me. And I was like, all right. And I mean, I fucking did. You know, when you're, I just, truthfully, like, there's something about when you ride a guy for the first time, you don't know him, he doesn't know you. It's just like, I'm going to fucking ride. Yes, I'm going to fucking ride you like a dirty whore. Like, I don't care. And I did. I mean, I'm going to get mine because I know, like when you let me go up there, like that's where the magic happens or I'm in control of the magic happening. Right. So I just got on there, went for it. And again, like literally I came so fast. I couldn't believe it. I wish it would have been longer, but then the fun part is making him come while I'm on top. And he did. So he came twice and I came, I don't know, three or four times, maybe five. I forget. But yes, that's so hot when, you know, just everything I'm doing. I mean, I did. Like, I literally took that guy for a ride. Is what that's how it felt to me, boy. I was going for it. I don't know, you know, we're having a one-sided conversation, but yes, no, I love that. And I love when you can if you can make a guy come when you're on top, like that means you controlled it. Like you made that happen. And it's the same as, you know, when you're given a blowjob, when you're on your back or another position or doggy, you know, I mean, he's the one that's controlling the pace and how his orgasm's going to happen. But if you're on top, you're the one that's in control of that. And so when you do make that happen, it's fucking sexy as hell. So fucking sexy. So hats off to the guys that, you know, will just come, you know, can come that way, will come that way. They can let go and just boom, you know, and oh, it's hot. Keep on doing that, guys. It's so sexy. Oh my God. Anyway, and it just got, I mean, you know, he's getting excited. I'm getting excited. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to fucking come. I'm ready to come. He's going to come. Yeah. Hot as fuck. So yeah, that was my experience with Mr. Pickles. And I do hope to see him again. And, you know, I can't wait to have more stories. And I can't wait to have some male. He has a friend who, you know, who's totally fine, you know, just same, you know, same thing. I think he might be bisexual too. So they're just totally up for, you know, it doesn't bother them that if their dicks touch or any shit like that, you know, I mean, I want to get into the nasty. I want some nasty shit. You know, I really do. I want this experience. I want it to be, fun and exciting and sexy and hot. And I can't have, you know, I just don't want anybody to have any hangups. And unfortunately, I realized it took me a while to kind of figure it out. Like, you know, I would tell totally straight guys, like, yeah, this, you know, like, this is one of the things I want to scratch off my list. I really want to do this. And they're like, oh, yeah. You know, I've done one before. Yeah. I could help you with that. And then when it comes down to it, either A, they're like, eh, they put the kibosh on it. Or B, it's like, there's too many rules. You know, it's like they want to do like a tag team. I'm like, no, do you understand? I want two of you on me at once. I want to be filled up. I want two cocks in me at once. I want this experience. It's going to be, trust me, it's not going to be something I'm going to do on the regular, but God damn it, I got to scratch this off my list. I want this experience and I will have it. And what I'm sort of, like I said, it took me a while to kind of figure it out, but I'm thinking guys that are, you know, that are bi are a better way to go with this because I don't have to deal with any of the, you know, like, ooh, I don't know. Yeah, I can't have this touching that or, ooh, you know, hey, fuck, shit's going to touch. The way I want to do it, dicks are flying, okay? Dicks are flying. So something's going to touch. There, you know, it's going to happen. I would think inevitably. Plus, if you're DPing me, you're going to feel the dick, you know, on the other side. If I got a dick in my ass and a dick in my pussy, you guys are going to be feeling each other. Come on now. Don't pretend like you won't. So anyway, there you go. Well, as usual, thanks for listening, guys. It's always fun to share this stuff with you and keep listening. And if you like what you hear, hey, would you please be so kind as to go to iTunes, preferably iTunes, but if you're not listening through iTunes, whatever device, you know, whatever podcast utility you're using to listen to this podcast. And please give me a 5-star review. I would love it. I try to keep the reviews up. It helps. It helps for the visibility of the podcast and I appreciate it so much. So I hope everybody's doing well, staying safe and stay tuned because there's more to come. This curious girl is on a roll and I'm not stopping. All right. Thanks guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.